Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey, y'all. It is Erica Sococcio with the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. I am coming to you straight from my hotel room in the ATL. I just had an amazing time at the Jumpstart Your Child Care Success Conference with the amazing Andrea Dickinson. But before I get into that, I always like to start my episodes with a thank you to my listeners. And let me tell you, when they say everything is bigger in Texas, you are not lying. The child care directors in Texas are showing up for our channel with huge numbers. And I know I normally like to keep our episodes short. I know you don't have a lot of time, but I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to a few of these folks in Texas. I'd like to say a big thank you to Fort Worth, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Mesquite, I'm probably going to say some of these wrong, Taylor, Rock Round, Louisville, Kingwood, Sherman, Lake Jackson, Georgetown, San Angelo, Cedar Park, Hawley, Daunton, Humble, Garland, Arlington, League City, Grand Prairie, Winterford, New Kearney, Denson, Porter, Iving, and Whitney, and I'm sure I am missing a few. Literally, I think it's somewhere around 40 cities in Texas tuning into our show on a very regular basis. I am humbly grateful, and I like to say thank y'all. So with that being said, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about going to conferences. Like, since we're talking about Texas, there is a conference coming up the week of the 4th of July called Born to Teach. I am thinking I'm probably going to head out there because I really want to get out and meet our listeners. So hopefully if you're going to that conference, we'll get a chance to meet with you. I'm going to talk with the conference presenters to see what we can do in terms of either getting a table or a sponsorship or something, but I have to get out there and meet you guys, and I am trying to get out throughout the country and meet as many child care directors as I can. I absolutely love talking about all things ECE, and I know you do too, which is why you guys tune in day after day. So I'd like to really say thank you. Now, getting back to the conference I was at just this weekend was amazing. So as I said, it's the Jumpstart Your Child Care Success Conference, which, by the way, all these conferences that I'm dropping their names, I'm not affiliated with. They don't pay me. I don't endorse them. They don't endorse me. It's just a honest relationship. So all my thoughts that come out to you through this podcast are by honest and authentic feedback. Andrea Dickinson and all of her team and all of the folks at that conference really showed me what Southern hospitality was all about. They made us feel so welcome. And I really, really appreciated that. What I loved about this conference was it wasn't stuffy. It was actually quite a bit of fun. It was pretty intimate. I would say there was maybe 150 people. I could have that number off, but it wasn't a huge conference, is my point. And all the people I met there were so genuine and so authentic and really loved working together. You could see they had just such a camaraderie, and that was super nice to see in a conference. Like I said, I'm from Rhode Island, and I didn't know anybody at this conference. And by the time I left, I had made so many friends and so many connections that I'm looking forward to continue to do business with and just communicate and collaborate on things. So you went to a conference, right? When's the last time you went to a conference? I'm hoping that you've gone to one recently. But today I want to talk about what do you do after this conference, right? We get all excited. We're back from that childhood conference. We're feeling inspired and full of new ideas, ready to improve our practices. But now what? That's kind of what I was thinking today as I sat here with my notebook because I leave tomorrow on an airplane to go back to Rhode Island, and I'm super hyped to get back to my center. And I started to think, like, how do you actually put all that knowledge that you just gathered and put it into action? So I thought, let me make a list of 10 tips that can help you implement what you learned to make a real difference in your childcare setting. And maybe it's not a conference. Maybe you went to a PD. Maybe the PD was longer than 1 hour. Maybe it was, you know, a series. But I really, you know, we don't have a lot of time. So, or money, to be honest. So when you pay that kind of money and take that kind of time away from your center, which, you know, is very valuable, but it's only valuable if you implement what you learned. Right? Knowledge is great, but if you don't put it to use, it's kind of like beautiful fruit that you let rot. So let's not do that, because I know that can happen. We get back, we're all jazzed, that lasts for a week or two, and then the normal day-to-day fires start, and who didn't come in, and who quit, and what parent was mad. And I'm sorry, I know I'm talking wicked fast. Like I said, I am super hyped to get back and kind of just get to it. So the first thing I wanted to say was I really wanted to prioritize my takeaway from this conference I just attended and take some time to reflect on the key learnings from the conference and prioritize the ones that will have the biggest impact on my practice. And so this particular conference, there was a great deal of talk about systems. And you know, I have a lot of systems in my program, and many of them were really well oiled before the pandemic. And so if you're like me, you may not have had a chance to kind of update those systems because you feel like you've been in survival mode since, you know, March of 2020. Right? It's like fire after fire. So I think that it's time to really get out the oiling can and oil up that well-oiled machine that you had prior to COVID and get your systems in place. Now, there might be some new systems that you've got to do that maybe you didn't have before and, you know, put them in place now. So be aware of where you need to fill those gaps. The other thing is set clear goals. You want to make sure that you identify specific goals that you want to achieve based on what you learned. And for me, as I said, I'm going to go back and start to pull apart my systems books because there are some systems that are antiquated, and then there are other systems that really need to be reimagined, if you will, because of changes within our business. And most of you have had changes in your business, and maybe you're, you know, thinking about adding on a classroom that might be state funded. Maybe you are thinking about totally redoing and rebranding your onboarding process. So whatever it is for you, think about those specific goals that you want to achieve based on what you learned, based on what was best practice, based on what you paid to learn. And you probably picked a conference based on what the offerings were because you saw that as an area that needed improvement in your business. So take that opportunity to use that knowledge and then figure out how does that apply specifically for your business? Because again, not all childcare centers are the same. We all have different core values. We all have different framework, right? Figure out how does it work best for you. And, you know, whether it's, you know, improving communication with your parents or implementing new curriculum, having clear goals will really help you stay focused. Now, we can have goals, but we also need to take action. So creating an action plan by breaking down your goals into smaller, manageable tasks can create an action plan with deadlines to hold yourself accountable. And accountable, we talked about that last week, being accountable, not just your team, but holding yourself accountable. Because at the end of the day, if you're the leader and the visionary of your program, it has to come from you. And involve your team. Like, they didn't go to the conference in many cases. So, I mean, which stinks because you really should bring your team. But if you didn't have the opportunity, the funding, or the time, most of my team stayed back so they could hold down the fort for me, which I appreciate very much. Involve your team and share what you learned with your colleagues and involve them in how you're going to implement these processes. And collaboration can lead to much more creative solutions and better outcomes. And remember, some of your team might not like change. So be gentle when you roll these things out. Now, if you have a big personality like me, I can kind of overwhelm people and go, oh my God, here's what I learned. We're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And that can can definitely turn off some folks, and that can also make some folks be a little bit nervous or anxious. So I have to be aware of the way that I rule things out. And if you have that personality style as well, be conscious of that. And then seek feedback too. Like, don't be afraid to ask for feedback from your parents, the children, and colleagues as you implement these new strategies, because their input can help you fine-tune your approach. Because again, not everybody centered is the same. So you may learn something at a conference, which is very valuable, but you have to figure out how does it fit in. And so the folks that are going to help you are the folks who live and breathe your culture. So make sure that you are doing everything you can to involve them and gather their feedback. Once you get that feedback, you got to stay flexible. You have to be open to adjusting your plans as needed, because we all know not everything will go according to plan, and that's okay. So stay flexible and be willing to adapt your approach. And we all love to celebrate. So let's celebrate those small wins. Acknowledgement and celebrating the small victories along the way will really help get that momentum going. And recognizing the progress, no matter how small, it can really keep everybody motivated, because it's very easy to look and say, oh, we didn't quite meet that goal or that target, but maybe you hit on five of the eight, right? Focus on the five that you hit. Figure out what you need to correct to get to the rest of the eight that were on your in your action plan. Also, take time to reflect and learn. And as you could tell, I, again, am very hyper and very jazzed up and have lots of energy. I am like a tornado. But it is also important to take time to reflect on what's working well and what could be improved. And learning from those experiences will really help you fine-tune your approach in the future. And that is something that I really feel like I have gotten better with since my trip to Arizona, was being more reflective. And I find that my morning meditation or evening meditation gives me a little bit of time to check in with myself and say, you know, gee, what did I learn today? What would I do different? What am I grateful for? And so reflecting and learning, they go hand in hand. And we know that as teachers, it's in our DNA. And staying connected with the childcare community, whether it's through online forums, social media group, or local networking event, you have to build a support network to keep you motivated and inspired. And that's why I love getting outside of my zip code, halfway across the country, to meet other ECE professionals, because we don't all do things the same. And I love learning from the best of the best. And if you don't know, you know now. You know, if you go on YouTube, I don't know how you wouldn't know who Andrea Dickinson is. And if you don't, look up her channel. She has such great advice for people at all different levels. Again, she doesn't sponsor my show. There's zero kickbacks for me saying that. She truly is a wonderful individual. And lastly, I would say keep learning. Don't stop learning. Attend more conferences and workshops, as many as you can, and training sessions to continue growing and improving as a childcare professional. I know I will. So why don't you hop on over to our Facebook group? I would absolutely love to hear where you're listening from and what conference you think that the Childcare Director's Chair podcast should be at next. You know, as I said, implementing what you learned at your last childcare conference may seem like a challenge, but with a clear plan, support from your team, and a commitment to continuous learning, you will make a real difference in your practice. So go out there and put those ideas forward, put them into action. And remember, it's the little details that make a big impact in the success of your childcare business. So that's all for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Childcare Director's Chair. And if you loved our content, please head on over to Apple and give us a review. And as always, have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.